around the bottom of Kuf Nun Amar Aleph. Just something from Yassi Tosis points out over here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Some say that that was Rabbi Akiva's son. And Rabbi Akiva was called Korcha because he was bald. And he brings down that, what's it called, that Ben Azai said about Rabbi Akiva that all the Chachom of Israel are nothing compared to him, except for this bald guy over here, Rabbi Akiva. So Tosa says it's not mistaver that they would have called Rabbi Akiva Korcha, baldy, just dumb. It's a gnai. And as I said, it's a joke. But to say that to be Koveya name for Rabbi Akiva is Korcha is difficult to say. And therefore he says Rabbi Shimon Korcha was somebody else completely, and his name was Korcha, like Korach. Right? The name Korcha is a name. Not that it had anything to do with him being bald. Okay. Tanan Hossam. Bottom of the daf. Cheshbonos she'avru v'shasidim liyos osam. Cheshbonos that are in the past, or that are will be relevant in the future, then you're not willing to make those cheshbonos on Shabbos. Your own business cheshbonos. Shel malachon v'shel madikach. Cheshbonos that have no relevance. They're just stories. Mutar l'choshev. So here it's mashma that things that were in the past are also. V'ranini choshvin cheshbonos she'enem tzrichin ve'en mechashvin cheshbonos she'tzrichim. You're allowed to make cheshbonos that have no relevance, but you're not allowed to make ones that are relevant. Ketzer, omer adam l'chaveru kach v'kach poelim hotzesi al sodazu, kach v'kach dinorim hotzesi al dirazu, aval lo yomer lo kach v'kach hotzesi v'kach v'kach ani osed l'hotzi. Right, if it's totally in the past, person says, this is what I spent on this building or whatever, so that's okay. If it's for the past and the future, still no gay, it's still relevant, and it's awesome. Right? As Morris says, Maisa, what's it called, we see over here, that totally for the past is mutter. And here it says before that shel-ovar, shel-ovru are awesome. Mara says, "Ulatameh kashi lochi gufa." The Maisa, the price itself, it says the things that have no relevance or mutter, and here it says that the ones from the past are also. Elohad the ika agro da gira gabe, hadaleka agro the ika gira gabe. It depends if it's completely finished or not. If you have something you did in the past, but you haven't paid your workers yet, so you still have to know those cheshbonos, so you'll know if you have to what you have to pay them. Then that's also. But if you've paid the workers already, and it's totally a past thing, then you're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos, because it has no practical relevance, only a story about the past. Rashi. Shel malacha, shel etza she'eno shelo. Something he doesn't need, it's not relevant to him now. Vein tzorech bekach. Kigon harotza livnos bayis, kach bekach tzorech lahotzibo. Somebody says that he's talking about stam in general, theoretically. If you want to build a house, this is what you'd have to spend. What do you need these cheshbonos for? Hari ein tzorech bohem. Lo lecha v'lo la'acher. Kagona hi depreciates. You know, nobody needs it right now. It's not relevant to anybody. It's just a story. V'shal ma bekach kagon shekvar hoyu. Past things that you taka were relevant at some point, but now they're not relevant anymore. Reminiscing about what you spent on a building that right now you have no more connection to spending any more on it. This price says that even past cheshbonos or asur is where they're not totally in the past. He didn't yet pay the workers. Mishal ma'bekach she'ovru legamri. Ma'bekach that are mutter where they completely in the past. Ve'en schar poilim alav. He's already paid all the workers. He's finished everything about these cheshbonos. Kach v'kach otzeisi alma ovru mutar. Mashman that in the past is mutter. Tikshi lachi gufa b'raisa kamaisa. Reishik toni she'ovru asurin. V'sefik toni she'ma'bekach mutarim. Dehanu ovru. The b'raisa itself is contradictory. It says that cheshbonos that were in the past are asur, and then it says cheshbonos that were in the past are mutter. So the Gemara says it makes a difference if they're completely finished or not completely finished. Okay. Ein machshichin, ton rabbonin, ma'isa b'chosid echad. So the Gemara says you can't go to the end of the tchum and wait there till Motzei Shabbos for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Because it's nikkur, it's muchach, that you're doing it l'tzorech, the thing that's also on Shabbos, and that's also. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'chosin echot, shenifritz lo peretz b'sol kodehu. A person had a, his fence got broken down, and the nimloch olel godra, and it was Shabbos, and he thought about fixing it. The nizkir sheshabbosu, and he remembered then that it was Shabbos, right, and he, even though thinking about doing malachas mutter, but he was extra machmer. The nimna also chosid lo godra, so he decided he's never going to fix that fence. Since he thought about fixing it on Shabbos, he's going to, what's it called, never fix it. Nasalo nes, and a nes happened, but also bo tzlath, and a tzlath tree grew up in that field that didn't need to be taken, it could grow wild. And from there, he had a livelihood his entire life, him and his family. Rashi, tzlath, ilan gadol, who ubala nofim har, it's a big tree with a lot of branches. Shlosha mini ochel yeshem peirosa. Three kinds of fruit grow on that tree, three different kinds of things that are usable. Evyonos, kafrisim, lulavim, the actual fruit itself, and then the peels around the fruit, which are also edible, and the lulavim, the shoots, the young shoots also are edible. It's a caper tree. I saw that the Arizal brings down that this Chosid Echad was a Gilgal of what's it called, of Tzlofchad. And that's why, and he was Masakin what he did in the Midbar. In the Midbar, he did a Maisa of Isser without Machshava, because he had intention L'Shem Shamayim, he had before. Here, he had a Machshava Ra without a Maisa, and he didn't do the Maisa in the end. So he's Masak when he did in the Midbar, and that's why a Tzlaf grew up to hint to Tzlofchad. And it had three different kinds of fruit, because the daughters of Tzlofchad, right, had three milas, it says. They were Tzidkonios, Chachmonios, and Darshonios. So the hint to Tzlofchad, the Ben Yoyada says, was that the Tzlaf grew up for him, and the Tzlaf had three kinds of peiros, which were hinted to his daughters. Okay.
Tzlaf is
usually a bush,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a caper. It's called a tree. We call it a bush, but my sister has a thing of a tree.
Is it mashma from this that to have a thought like that and then put it out of your mind is such a bad thing? Or such a good thing?
It was a chosid echad, right? It was not halacha wise. It was stamed. Lifni mishuras hadin. Okay, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Mutter lo adam lomer lo chaveru lo krach poni ani holech lo macher. Shem yesh burg din holech. A person's allowed to say to his friend, I'm going to such and such a place tomorrow, even though it's out of the tchum, and you really can't get there, so you're saying something you're going to do tomorrow that's usher to do today, because there's a possible way that could be mutter. If you build houses along the way, you can extend the tchum, right? Had they built during the week houses along the way, the tchum could be extended. So since theoretically this could have been something that was mutter, you're allowed to say something like that on Shabbos. Rashi, she'im yesh lo burgnin, me'ayin amma le'ayin amma, if there's within 70 amas a building, so then the tchum extends to that, and another 70 amas beyond that, and if there's no other buildings, then you have 2,000 amas beyond that. If you build another building there, then you can keep extending the tchum indefinitely, because the city, if anything is within 70 amas of the city, right, is considered part of the city. So if you keep building things within 70 amas, the city keeps extending. So since theoretically you could extend the city, right, it's all considered one city. And you're allowed to walk within a city as much as you want. Right? Since it was, what's it called, something that could have a takana before Shabbos, right? Theoretically, you could have done this thing. There's a way that you could have done it, the heter, had you built these houses before Shabbos. B'Shabbos mutar la'omro, afilu b'mokum shein shom heter. Right, and therefore you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos, even if right now there's no way that you could walk to that place, Behetza, since it's something that theoretically could have been mutter. Tnan, ein machshichen al atchum liskor poalim ulahavi peiros. Right, so we have now our Mishnah says you can't go to the end of the tchum to hire workers or to bring fruit. So bishlom aliskor poalim de b'shabbos lamotzi agar. Right, so it's just like you can't say something that's osur to do on Shabbos, but you can say something that theoretically you could have done on Shabbos, even though right now, right, you're not going to do it in a way that's mutter, but you could have done it in a way that's mutter. You're allowed to talk about such a thing. So then why can't you, mimachshich al atchum is also, as if you're talking about it, because it's nicker. You're doing a maisa that's obvious that you're going to do something after Shabbos that you, what's it called, couldn't do on Shabbos. So you're going to the end of the tchum as if you're saying, I'm going to do this after Shabbos. Everybody sees. That's why you're going to stand by the end of the tchum. So to hire workers, I understand. You can't hire workers beheter. That's something that's also on Shabbos. But elalahavi peiros, lema shim yesha mechitzos, maybe. Now you can make a living mechitza. You can make a wall of people around you and walk with those peiros. And in Rishus HaRabim, because you're in a walking Rishus HaYochid. So theoretically, you could get those payers, that's called, and bring them in, right? So why don't we say that since theoretically there's a way that you could bring those payers, even though you're not going to do it like that, you're talking about bringing them stop, but that theoretically there's a way you could bring them beheter, that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why shouldn't you be allowed to go to the end of the Tchum, that Motzei Shabbos you should be able to go and bring payros, it's no worse than saying you're going to do it, and if there's a way that you could do it beheter, it's mutter. Mara says, Mashkachas lo peiros hamechubarim. Now it's talking about peiros that are still connected to the ground. And therefore, there's no way you could get a beheter. It's completely osur to detach them from the ground. V'atani Ravoshia ein machshichan al tchum lohavi tevin v'kash. I, Ravoshia, said that you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum even if your intention is to bring Tevin and Kash. It's Bishlam of Kash, Mashkach is Lavin Mechuber. Kash is the stalks of the grain. So that could be talking where it's still connected to the ground, and that would have the same thing. You can't go to the end of the Tchum, because it's like you're saying you're going to do it, and there's no way to do it, Beheter, because it's still connected to the ground. Tosus points out that Kash, which is when it's dried out completely, even though it's connected to the ground, there's no isser of kotzer, because kotzer is only where something still gets nourishment from the ground. Here it's dried out completely. The isser over here would be separating it from the ground in order to smooth out the ground and to make it clean so you'll be able to plant something else. Right? That's chorish. It's not kotzer. It's chorish. But still, it's connected to the ground, still also to take off. Could be it's not also. Ela Tevin is Mestama Mukta, but it's otherwise. Ela Tevin Hechi Mashkachesla. But Tevin is always separated from the ground. Straw. So why can't you be Machshich to bring straw? If the only Isser is carrying it, you could make a Mechitza. You could have a living Mechitza. So Mara says, but Tivna Sari, it's talking about straw that's Mukta. That's the problem. It's Mukta. Toshma. Machshich in Alatchum, let's see Rashi. And the chuborim, she'ef shall cut some Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut them off on Shabbos. They shouldn't takon. There's no way of doing it. The heter. So therefore, you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum because, like you're saying, you're going to do this, and that you're not allowed to do. There's no way to do it. The heter. Kash is novas hashibolim. That's the stalks of the grain. The tivnesaria, rotten hay, straw. Shafilu yesh mechitzo seino meivim shun the muktzahu. It's rotten. It's not. It's muktzah. And therefore, there's nothing you can do with it. So it's what's it called? It's usher to be machshich, even to bring Tevin and Kash.
In the case of the houses.
What?
In the case of the houses, you could have built the houses on Yom Shishi, theoretically.
Right, right.
You also could have cut the fruit off on Yom Shishi, theoretically.
Right, but you know, you could have cut it on. No, the thing is like this. There's no way right now that you could have, that there's no heterdika way that you can take fruit that's connected to the ground, okay? Right, then would have been connected. But there is a heter way that you could have walked to this place had you built houses Erev Shabbos. That the walking is the thing. The walking's the same walking, right? There could have been a way that walking would have been mutter. But taking the fruit off the thing, there's no way of taking fruit off a tree is mutter. If you had taken off before Shabbos, it wouldn't be connected anymore. It'd be a different mice. Here's the same mice of walking, except that walking could have been mutter had there been other houses there. It's different, two different things. Toshma, nachshichin al atchum lefakeach al iske kala val iske hameis, right? You're allowed to go to the end of the tchum, to Motzei Shabbos, take care of something for the needs of a kala or the needs of a meis. Al iske kala umeis in, al iske acher lo, mashma, that only for a kala and a meis is mutter, but something similar for someone else would be awesome, right? Bishlama, acher dumya de kala mashkachasla. You can find a case where you'd be allowed to go to the end of the tchum for a kala, but not something similar for a, what's it called, for somebody, for something similar to somebody else. What did that be? Mashkachasla, the nigzalei osa. You want to go cut hadassim. They used to dance with hadassim at the chasana, so you want to go cut hadassim, right, on Shabbos. So for a kala, you're allowed to do it, so it's a mitzvah. You're allowed to be machshich al tchum. You're allowed to cut the hadassim. You're allowed to go to the end of the tchum with the intention of Motzei Shabbos getting these hadassim quickly because the chasid is going to be early Sunday morning. Right? That's mutter. But to do it stam, to cut hadassim, not l'tzorich mitzvah, so you're not, you're as if you're saying, I'm going to do something that's not a mitzvah, Motzei Shabbos, that's awesome. But l'meis, l'meis, my nidhu, l'havi lo aron v'tachrichim. What's for a meis? To bring him an aron and tachrichim. You need to carry something. Right? That's the only issue. The issue is carry. And we said, with carrying, you can do it with a mechitza. So why is it usher even for a stama person? Not forget about a mace. If you want to carry, if you want to go to the end of the tchum to carry something like peiros that are not connected or not muktzah, and to bring them, what's it called, in, why should that be usher? It should be mutter for everybody, not just to do it for a tzorach a mace. Uktani mace in aval acher lo, v'amai lema shim yesho mechitzos, maybe. No, that would be mutter for anybody, not just for a mace. Where it says only for a mace, it's talking where you want to, what's it called, sow him tachrichim. I want to get to the end of the tchum so I can go and go to a place where I can sow him tachrichim. Right? That's usher, right? That's only mutter for a mace. Because that's something that you can't do beheter. You can't sow a guy tachrichim beheter. And therefore, what's it called? For a stama person, be awesome. But for a mace, it's a tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter. Rashi. Al iske kala v'mace in, the chetze shemayim hein. That's a mitzvah. Aval iske acher, afil dumya de kala lo. But for somebody else, even a similar thing that you do for the kala or the mace, that's awesome. So bishloma acher dumya de kala mashkachas lo. To find a case where it would be mutter for a kala because it's tzorach mitzvah, but for somebody else, the same thing would be awesome to go to the end of the tchum. What is that? Also, the hatchet going after min amechuber to cut a hadassim. So that is also for a stam person, but mutter letzorich mitzvah. Lemegas lo asa the avdi le ginona the also the kalsa. They used to make a what's it called a chuppah out of hadassim, and also used to dance with hadassim in front of the kal. Ela iske meis ma'i. But what's iske meis? You want to go to the end of the tchum to do something for the meis. It's obviously to bring him an aron and tachrichim. Havo de aron tachrichim. V'amai la'acher lo. So if that's the case, why can't you do the same thing even if it's not a mitzvah? Not for a mitzvah. Lei mahoel v'myesho mechitzos. Maybe here's something you could theoretically do beheter by making living mechitzos. Mara says, l'mizgeh v'ima no. Sein chanami. That would be mutter to do for somebody else. What's talking about, it's only mutter for a mitzvah and not for someone else, would be l'sakin lo tachrichim. To sow him tachrichim. There's no way of doing that to Heter on Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. What? That's not mutter. It's still awesome with Rabbanan. Even the mukta is also awesome with Rabbanan. Even if it's only awesome with Rabbanan, it's also awesome. Aber machshichin. Okay, one second. Let's see what's here. Tells us, first of all, to say something that's usher to do on Shabbos, right, or to do a maisa that's muchach, that you're going to do something after Shabbos, they're the same thing. Tosfos holds, if you're only saying it about yourself, right, tomorrow I'm going to do this, something that's also today, right, Tosfos holds that it's also, right, even if you don't say it to somebody else. Tomorrow's mashma, you can't tell somebody else. But Tosfos holds, if you say it yourself, it's also. And the Ramban holds that if you're only saying a story, right, you're not telling somebody else, be ready, we're going to go or whatever, you just stop making plans yourself, stop talking about it to yourself. The Ramban holds it's mutter, and Tosfos holds it's asur. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokas what exactly they hold. They hold that Tosfos or the Ramban. The Magen Avraham says that the Mechaber holds like Ramban, that it's mutter, and the Ramah says like Tosfos that it's asur. And the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Mechaber, it's mutter if you say it to yourself as a story, right? Stop. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm not preparing for anything. Just telling you a story, what I'm going to do tomorrow, right? That it's mutter to say to yourself. It's usher even that to say to somebody else. And the Ramah holds it even for yourself as usher, just like Tosa says. Okay. Well, thinking is okay. Thinking is only deep. What? People say so. They say so. Guy says something, talks to him, why not? People talk to themselves. Okay, but thinking is okay. Ava machshich. Verse says, but you're allowed to, what's it called, to go immediately to the end of the tchum, which is probably somewhere in a field. So right after Shabbos, you can go and take care of these things. So Verse says, the afag abdol abdol, it's mashi make abdolah. Right? Because in the middle of the field, you don't have a place to make abdolah, and you couldn't take the wine with you, right, on Shabbos. There's no cup of wine there to make Havdalah. So Mashmi, you're allowed to do this malacha before you make Havdalah. V'om Rebbe Lezer ben Antigonus, Mishum Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Osr lo la'odim shi'asach hafetz of kolim shi'avdil. You're not allowed to do malacha before you make Havdalah. The chitema da'avdil b'tzvila, if you'll tell me that you already made Havdalah in davening, you said atochan antanu, V'om Rebbe Yehuda Mishmuel ha'mavdil b'tzvila tzor shi'avdil lakos. It's not enough to say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei. Even if you said Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, you still have to say Havdalah ala kos. The chitem of the Havdalah ala kos, if you're telling me that he made Havdalah ala kos besaw the Mika. We're talking where he's standing at the end of the tchum, right, in the middle of a field, where did he get a kos? He couldn't take it with him before Shabbos, it's also to carry. So Tirgum or Ibnosin Bar Ami Kameh Derava Vein Hagisa Shalom. No, it's talking between the, what's it called, when they were pressing the wine. So there was plenty of wine around. In fact, in the middle of the fields, there were cups and there was wine and you may have dog. Omalei Ravavel or Ravashi, b'marov amrinan, hachi, hamavdu bin kodesh l'chol, v'abdin and tzorchan. You don't have to make havdol ala kos in order to do malacha. It's enough just to say, hamavdu bin kodesh l'chol, and then you can do work. Om Ravashi, ki adina bei ravkana, havi om ramavdu bin kodesh l'chol, misalsin and silsi. When we were in the house of Rav Kahana, we learned by him, so we would say Hamavdil in Kodesh L'chol, and he would go cut wood. So even after saying Hamavdil in Kodesh L'chol, even without Havdalah ala kos, even though you still have to make Havdalah, but you're allowed to do work after you say Hamavdil in Kodesh L'chol. Rashi. Afagadlo Avdil, Asefa de Masnisan Metama. Diptani, you may be Peiris, Biyad, Lakotsum, and Amachubber, below Havdalah. It's mashman that you're waiting at the end of the Tum, that immediately when Shabbos comes out, you'll go and be able to cut the fruit and bring it, right? Even though you didn't make Havdalah yet. Vein hagiso shanu, the ikar kos besodim. There were taka between the wine pressings, there was plenty of wine and just in the middle of the field. And the guy was able to make Havdalah. Hamavdil in kodesh l'chol, the Gemara says no, second opinion, that you didn't make Havdalah. All you did was say Hamavdil in kodesh l'chol. The hekera bi'alma lil alavos hamelech. You made a heker that Shabbos is over, and once you do that, you're allowed to do malacha. V'avdin and tzorchin, the achar kach onu mevorchim alakos, and after that, we make the regular havdalah. But you're allowed to work before making a regular havdalah, as long as you say it hamavlim in kodesh l'chol. Bracha gemura da havdalah. V'chol shkein di avdu b'tzvila mutter. So Rashi says, and surely, if you daven mariv, and you said atochan antonu, according to the second opinion, if just saying Baruch Hamavla Mikodesh L'chol is enough, then surely if you said Atochan Antana when davening, that's enough too. Lasso Tzrocha V'chol Zeramavla L'chol. And in the end, you have to make Havdalah L'chol. But you're allowed to work before you do make Havdalah L'chol. And the Salsinan still say Chot V'meitzin, who went and cut wood after he said Hamavla Mikodesh L'chol. He's talking Mistambo before he daven Mariv. Didn't daven Mariv yet, because Rashi holds either way is okay. You daven Mariv, you don't have to say Hamavdil in Kodesh L'chol, you say Atochan Antanu. You didn't daven Mariv, you say Hamavdil in Kodesh L'chol is also good enough. You don't need havdala al hakos to be able to do malacha. Okay. So here, so Rashi holds either one is okay. Either what's it called, hamavdul ben kodesh l'chol, or atochan antonu. And then the tour in the Beis Yosef also hold like that. The Magen Avraham says this applies even motzei yontif to Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos to yontif. Where you could say hamavdul ben kodesh l'kodesh, and do malachas of ochel nefesh as if Shabbos is over, even if you didn't say Kiddush yet with the Havdalah in Kiddush. Okay. The Rashba says that, he learns in Rashi, that the only Amira only helps after you daven. Not like our Rashi seems to say, that davening is good enough by itself. Right? If you davened, that doesn't help. If you said Atochan Antonu. But you have to daven and say Hamavdol Min Kodesh L'chol, and then you can do Malacha. But just davening by itself won't help. And the Rambam holds that Havdalah Kitzara, saying Hamavdol Min Kodesh L'chol helps, but davening, saying Atochan Antonu doesn't help. What's it called? And the Beis Yosef says, like we have a Rashi, that either one helps, and the Shulchan Aruch also like that. If you daven Mariv, and you said Atochan Antonu, even if you didn't say Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, you can do Malacha. And if you didn't daven and you said Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, is also good enough. Now the Rosh holds that when it says over here Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, it means you made a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. Right? You said a short Havdalah. That's when you can do Malacha. If you didn't say it with a bracha, it doesn't help. And that's the reason why in Tefillah it won't help, because you didn't say a bracha. He said, "Choni hadoas." When you say, "Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol," only a bracha of Havdalah helps. So if you didn't say Havdalah al hakos, but you made the bracha, that's good enough. That's what the Rosh holds, and the Shulchan Aruch holds, no, you don't need the Shemu Malchus. Any just Baruch Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol is good enough, or even Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. The meaning is to say Baruch Hamavdol. So at least you have it's in a context of a bracha. But that's why it helps even tefillah, because there you mention what's it called, atochan antonu. You mention the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom is mavdul ben kodesh l'chol, and that's good enough. You don't need a bracha. Now the only malacha that you're allowed to do, what's it called, is not malacha the only malacha you can't do before you say baruch hamavdul ben kodesh l'chol is maleches torah, where it's a bother to do it. But if malacha, it's easy to carry something, to light a candle. Obviously, you're allowed to light a candle before you say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, before Havdalah, because you have to light the Havdalah candle. Right? So anything that doesn't take a long time, it's not a big bother, that you're allowed to do. There's a machlokas, why? What's the idea? Some say that the isser of doing malacha before Havdalah is that the Shabbos continues on till you make Havdalah. So then you can't do any malachas, right? Why even malachas that are not Torah can you do? Because since really Shabbos is over, and this is only a din d'rabbanan, they were machmer in Torah and not things of not Torah. Others hold no. Shabbos is over, you're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You can't do malacha before you do Havdalah. And there the Rabbanan made a special issue of doing malacha before you do Havdalah, like you can't do malacha before you daven. And therefore, they said only malachas that are bothersome malachas, right, can't you do, but easy malachas we're allowing to do. So the shayla is, why can't you do malacha before Havdalah, right, before you make any Havdalah? Some say because Shabbos extends till Havdalah, and these are malacha, but malachas that are easy, they didn't aser. They became permitted already, right, because really Shabbos is over. And others say, no, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Separate malacha, it's a separate isser of doing malacha before Havdalah. Shabbos is over. Shabbos, there's no isser malacha. Right? And the Rabbanah made a new isser of doing malacha before Havdalah, and they only made the isser on hard malachas that take a lot of bother and take a lot of time.